Welcome to Season 7, Episode 7 of the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. I'm your host, Andy Soaker. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about calling on the name of the Lord. As always, we're going to be focusing on what the Bible has to say about this topic. So I invite you to test all things in light of what the Scriptures teach. Let's get started. The Scriptures plainly teach that calling on the name of the Lord results in salvation. And nowhere is this affirmed more plainly than in Romans 10 and verse 13, where Paul says, "For whoever will call on the name of the Lord will be saved." I would imagine that the vast majority of professing Christians believes that we must call upon the name of the Lord to be saved. The point in which we have controversy is how we do this, how we call on His name. Now, many people believe that this calling is done verbally. They might say that we invite Jesus into our heart. Some people might talk about saying a sinner's prayer. Inviting Jesus into one's heart is usually part of that sinner's prayer. And while there's no official sinner's prayer, there are certain components that most who advocate for that practice agree must be included. There's an acknowledgement of faith, a confession of past sins, a willingness to trust in the Lord, and inviting Jesus into our heart and accepting Him as our Savior. This is the idea that many people have when they think about calling on the name of the Lord. But is that what the Word of God teaches? Again, we saw Romans 10 and verse 13 that it says that whoever will call on the name of the Lord will be saved. That passage is clear. We have to call on the name of the Lord to be saved. The question is, how do we do this? Paul had an opportunity to make a defense before the Jewish people while he was in Jerusalem. And in this defense, he told them about his conversion there in Acts chapter 22. And when the Lord appeared to Paul, he told him to go to Damascus where he would receive further instruction. And when Ananias came to Paul there in Damascus, he told him, and Paul recounts this in Acts 22:16, he says, "Why do you delay? Get up and be baptized and wash away your sins, calling on His name." This is what Paul was writing about in Romans 10 and verse 13, calling on the name of the Lord. Paul did not specifically explain how we call on the name of the Lord in the book of Romans, but he did in recounting his conversion. We call on the name of the Lord when we arise and are baptized and wash away our sins. Now, some may wonder how it is that being baptized for the remission of sins constitutes calling on the name of the Lord, especially when they have always heard and always been taught that this is something that they say, that this is verbal. They pray this prayer. They invite Jesus into their heart. How is it that Paul could say that we are baptized, and in being baptized, we are calling on the name of the Lord? Well, Peter explained this connection in his first epistle. In making a parallel with Noah and the ark, Peter said in 1 Peter 3:21, "Corresponding to that, baptism now saves you, not the removal of dirt from the flesh, but an appeal to God for a good conscience through the resurrection of Jesus Christ." When we are immersed in water, following our belief and repentance, what we are doing is appealing to God for a good conscience. That is, we are calling upon Him to take away our guilt of sin. So while it is true that we are the ones who submit to baptism, God is the one who does the work of salvation in baptism. And Paul made that point in Colossians 2 and verse 12, that we are buried with Him in baptism through faith in the working of God. God forgives us of our sins. God washes away our sins, thus removing our guilt and providing us with a clean conscience when we are baptized into Christ. Now, this is certainly not the common understanding in the religious world. Most people will probably tell you that we call on the name of the Lord by inviting Jesus into our heart, by praying the sinner's prayer, or something of that sort. But the Scriptures teach that we call on the name of the Lord when we submit to His will in baptism. And so the question for us is, who are we going to believe? Are we going to believe the apostles, Peter and Paul, or are we going to believe what some denominational preacher tells us about what it means to call on the name of the Lord? Nowhere in the New Testament do we find preachers commanding people to invite Jesus into their heart or pray a sinner's prayer. You can read through the New Testament and you will never find any preacher, any apostle, anyone telling people to invite Jesus into their heart or pray a sinner's prayer in order to be saved. Instead, we find a message that is consistent with the passages that we've already noticed. People were instructed to believe in Christ, to repent of their sins, and be baptized for the remission of sins. In fact, on the day of Pentecost in Acts chapter 2, when those people heard that first gospel sermon and they were convinced that Jesus was the Christ, they asked what they needed to do in Acts 2:37. And Peter's answer in verse 38, he didn't say, pray a sinner's prayer. He didn't say, just invite Jesus into your heart. He said, repent and each of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins. And that same apostle is the one who wrote in 1 Peter 3:21, baptism now saves you, not the removal of dirt from the flesh, but an appeal to God for a good conscience through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. He told them on the day of Pentecost, when they asked, what do we need to do? He told them, in essence, you call on the name of the Lord. And the way that you do that is by faith and repentance and being baptized into Christ to have your sins washed away. Paul said in Romans 10:13, the verse that we started at, whoever will call on the name of the Lord will be saved. Salvation is a gift from God. And He can save whomever He chooses to save. And that verse, Romans 10:13, tells us that He will save those who call on His name. Now the question for us is, will we allow men to define what it means to call on the name of the Lord? Or will we accept God's definition that He has revealed in Scripture? Our salvation is too important for us to trust man in this matter. God is the one who offers salvation to us. So we need to listen to Him and to His Word as He tells us how to receive it. Thank you for listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. If you have any questions or comments, please visit plainbibleteaching.com. While you're there, be sure to sign up for the Plain Bible Teaching Weekly Newsletter. This free newsletter contains articles, audio, sermon outlines, current events, and more. Also, if you found this episode to be helpful, please share it with others. Next week, we'll be talking about going all the way down Romans Road. Until then, I hope you have a great week.